You're listening to SBS News.
There's devastation on a vast scale in the aftermath of Australian miner Rio Tinto's former Panguna mine in Bougainville, Papua New Guinea. In what was once a forest, there are now thousands living among a billion tonnes of mining waste from what was one of the world's largest copper mines. George Posiona is a landowner downstream from the abandoned mine. He is one of more than 150 people who last year filed a formal complaint against Rio Tinto with the Australian government for mediation.
It's destroyed the sago palms and other trees. All destroyed, and destruction continues. You can see where the fertile land is covered over.
For decades, tailings have washed downstream from the mountains, fanning out along the floodplain below where George Posiona lives. A statement from Rio Tinto says they will now fund an independent human rights and environmental assessment to identify if the adverse impacts are in line with their human rights and environmental commitments externally and internally. It's a first but significant step after it gave away its shares in the mine 5 years ago to the PNG and Bougainville governments and rejected any legal liability. Lawyer for the landowners, Karen Adams, from the Human Rights Law Centre, says there is no commitment yet from Rio Tinto to fund a clean-up.
It is a major shift in their position of 30 years. I would expect that Rio Tinto will be taking this process very seriously, and I would expect that its shareholders will be watching closely to see whether the company has indeed turned over a new leaf.
The mine sparked a bloody civil war in 1989. Thousands of people died, the mine was shut, and an environmental disaster left behind. After a non-binding referendum in 2019, Bougainville plans to gain independence from PNG by 2027, and mining could underpin its financial future. After decades of campaigning, landowners like local MP Theonila Matbob have welcomed Rio Tinto's position.
So it is indeed a great news, a good news for the people. After dealing with the legacy agenda, the people, together with the government, can decide on the future of the mine going forward.
Stefan Armbruster, SBS News.